Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Divine Infinity Healing Practitioner, an Innate Releasing Technique Practitioner, an Akashic Records Technique Practitioner, a Spiritual Energy Healer, and Speaker and Author. And I'm here to help you find yourself, find your joy, find your truth. Because that's what I spent most of my life looking for. You know, I thought there. I tried being what I had been taught to be. And that's something that we all do. We learn who others think that we are or should be when we're little children. And we do everything we can to either meet or completely destroy their perceptions of us. And then we reach a point in our lives where we realize that we don't know who we are. And for some people, it's really obvious that that's what they've reached, and for some people, it's not so obvious. For some people, it's a midlife crisis where they decide to, you know, get divorced, buy a sports car, find someone much younger than themselves, all in that effort to really figure themselves out and to figure life out. Now, I didn't get a sports car, and I didn't get someone terribly younger than me or anything like that. I did get divorced, but, you know, that was part of the process because I became the focus of my own life. And before that, I was the last in the list of priorities in my life. And so I knew that something had to change. And basically everything in my life changed. Everything. And it's still changing. Only now I welcome the changes, because the changes are part of my growth, my evolution, my becoming who I am becoming. And I love it. So if you are looking for yourself, for the truth of who you are, this is your opportunity. Because I am here to give you the answers to the questions that you have. And the answers are not coming from me. They're coming from God. They're coming from the angels. They're coming from God. And so they are answers that actually help you move even faster into becoming you. because you are letting go of the old and embracing the new. So that's what the purpose of this whole show is about. It's about you becoming you, you accepting you, you finally seeing you. And some people have never really actually seen themselves. They've seen what other people thought that they should be. But they have no idea who they really are. And it's time for us to really learn who we are, what we're here for, what's important to us. It's time for us to wake up. That's why we're having this whole ascension thing, because it is time for us to wake up and to be who we truly are. So I encourage you that if you have questions about your life, about who you are being, and what's important to you, that you give me a call, that you allow yourself to start to ask those questions, that you allow yourself to be. And it's not a matter of what anybody else says or does, and you don't have to wait for everybody else to come into alignment or, you know, Jupiter to align with Mars, or any of those other things. You can start changing your life right now. And that's one of the things I absolutely, totally love about the work that I do. That over the years, I have worked with so many different modalities, so many different ways of making these changes, and I've learned them and I've applied them. And then I've always asked, okay, show me something better, something faster, something that goes deeper, something that's truly effective so that people can change their lives in as little as 30 seconds. And they're giving it to me. And I have worked with people for only 30 seconds, and they have. What's the difference? And it's amazing. Because they're showing me the power within me and the power within you. Because this isn't just me. Every one of us has power. God didn't just say, okay, I'm going to give power to this person, but I'm not giving it to this person. Each and every one of us has been blessed with power, with wisdom, with the ability to create an amazing life. And then to make it all even more interesting, we come into life and we get taught by our parents, our education systems, our religious systems, all of those wonderful systems, that we are powerless. And so we go through life thinking, okay, I really want this, but I can't do this. I can't create this. This is not possible for me. Until we learn to let go of those beliefs that are not ours. Everybody has them. And you can start letting them go anytime you want to. All you have to do is say, dear innate, I release the beliefs that are not mine. And that's you letting go of what everybody else has always said about you and to you. You can also say to your innate, I release the energies that are not mine. Because to some degree, everybody is empathic. It's not just something that a few people get. It's something that is a part of each and every one of us, whether we recognize it or not. And so the energies of others does have an effect on us. And some of us take them on and carry them with us. You don't need to. And so when you say, dear innate, I release the energies that are not mine. You are letting go of all of those other energies that you've taken on. And you've taken them on for a variety of reasons. Sometimes you take them on because you are trying to help the person that you're taking them from. You're not actually removing them from them. You're just coming into their energies with them. So you're not actually helping them in any way. Because that's not how you help people. Sometimes we just walk around and energies stick to us, and we let them stick to us. You know, if you're one of those people that freaks out when you go into a place with a lot of people, like a grocery store or whatever, because it feels so, it can feel really yucky because there's a lot of lack energy, especially in a place where people are spending money, because so many people are in that lack mentality. And so when you go in there, you get all of this energy. And if you don't let it go or see yourself as not accepting it to begin with, then it becomes a part of you. And some of this energy you've been carrying around your whole life. But it's okay to let it go. And don't worry. Your guidance will be working with you. We each have a wonderful team that is always with us, and they will make sure that we are letting go in a way that doesn't cause us any harm. They have us do it in the way that is for our highest good. So each individual lets go in their own particular way. They don't want us to be overwhelmed. They don't want us to feel like, oh my gosh, you know, I just feel like I've been drugged at the back of a bus for a month or something. They don't want us to suffer or struggle. They want things to be easy and graceful in our lives. We are the ones who decide that we need to or have to suffer or struggle. That is not something that our guidance teaches us. And it is not something that our guidance ever puts on us. So if you are feeling like you are suffering or struggling, know that it's because you have beliefs that say you are meant to suffer or struggle. And you can let those beliefs go. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love about the Dear Innate statements, because they are so simple but so effective. So you can start saying, Dear Innate, I release the need to suffer. Dear Innate, I release the need to struggle. Dear Innate, I release the need to have a life that doesn't flow. And as you are saying these things, and if you mean them, you have to mean them. If you don't mean them, then you're just, you know, talking to the wall. But if you mean them, and your guidance knows whether or not you mean them, and your innate body knows whether or not you mean them, then the changes begin to happen right then. Right then in the moment that you say it. And you begin to let go. And most people describe it as feeling lighter, because you're releasing all of that heavy, dense, yucky energy that you've been dragging around with you throughout your life. And most people find it so much easier to smile or laugh if they are letting go. Because it's allowing the joy within you, because you do have joy within you. It's allowing it to come up to the surface. It's about opening up to who you truly are. And that's what this whole journey has been for me. It's been about me opening up to being me. And sometimes I look at myself and I'm kind of amazed at how repressed I used to be. Because I always wanted to be the good daughter. You know, my older sister was always making the mistakes, and so I didn't want to make any of the mistakes that she made, so I had to be the good one. And then when I got married, I had to be the good wife. And even though my first marriage was a huge mistake, I still stuck with it. I stuck with it for 9 years. Before someone said something to me that just clicked, and it was like, oh, wow, this is that again. And they said something to me about joy comes from within. And it just opened my eyes, really opened my eyes. And I let go of who I thought I was supposed to be, which was based on what other people had told me. And I started looking for me. So that was one of my, you know, big steps in my life. And I started the whole quest for knowledge and looking into metaphysics and taking classes in metaphysics and started meeting people who were more along that metaphysical line. And then, of course, another man showed up and I went right back into who I thought I was supposed to be when I was being his woman. It's amazing the ways that we are trained to not be ourselves, and we are meant to be somebody else's property almost. And yeah, there was a time when marriage was simply just you, the woman, becoming the property of the man. And we say that no longer happens, but we're still taught that to a certain degree. Because if you get married, you're supposed to be a good wife, and you're supposed to do this, and you're supposed to do that, and take care of the man, and take care of his needs. And it may sound like we haven't been taught that in a long time, but actually, you're still being taught that through the media, through books, through music, songs. You think about the words of some of the things you hear when they're talking about the man being the one in control and the woman does what the man says that she should do, because that's what women are supposed to do. And so that's still there. And you need to let it go. Trust me, you really need to let it go. And I still have clients who come to me who have been in marriages 30, 40 years and have never been happy in that marriage. And they're afraid to let it go because they don't know what'll happen. They know where they are. They know that they don't like it, but they're comfortable in it. And that's what we do. We get comfortable. And so if I look at my life since I started all of this letting go, moving forward and transitioning and all of this stuff, there have been times when I've gotten comfortable in the changes that I've been making. And then something always happens that stirs it up. But my guidance is actually listening to me, huh? Because I want more. I want a better life. I want to experience an amazing, loving relationship where I am an equal to the person that I am with. And I haven't met Mr. Wonderful yet that I know of. But I know that that's going to happen because I am making sure that I am ready for it. And how I do that is by valuing myself, by seeing all of the wonderful traits that I've looked for Mr. Wonderful in me. Because that way I am attracting what I am being. So I'm no longer waiting for someone to come and save me. I'm waiting for someone to come and love and adore me exactly as I am, with all of my faults, with all of my negatives, which over the years have gotten smaller and smaller as I've let that stuff go. But this is really about me changing me. Me letting go of all of the old concepts of who I was. I don't live that anymore, and I don't need to, and I'm not going back to it. Because that did not bring me joy. And I deserve joy. I deserve a wonderful and amazing life. I deserve to be loved. I deserve to be respected and honored. I deserve to have a really, really good time. I deserve fun and laughter. I deserve prosperity. I deserve a fantastic, phenomenal life. And it's taken me years to reach this point where I am really honestly accepting that that is what I deserve. It's amazing how suppressed and repressed we can become. And this has happened over all of the years that we've been alive. You know, we have parents who are teaching us what they know. And they think that this is what we should be. But if you look at the lives of your parents, I mean, how happy were they? I think back about my parents, you know, that they've both died. And I can see where they were living up to the expectations that they were taught. And they had made changes in who they were as opposed to who my grandparents were. I can see a difference there. But I can also see that there was still a lot of the fear and the repression and the control and the manipulation that they learned from all of these different aspects of life that they taught to their kids. Now, they didn't teach us thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to ruin their lives, but I have to teach them because that's what I've been taught. They were really trying to help us be the best people that we could be. But there were a lot of things that they were not really embracing. They were not fully embracing themselves, their power, their connection to the divine, and all of the potential within them. We sometimes just try to make things work within the boundaries that we have set or we have learned. Kind of like we're walking, but there's walls on each side of the sidewalk, so this is the only path, and we can't go there, and we can't go there because there's walls. And we teach that. And we teach other people, okay, these are the walls, this is the sidewalk, make sure you stay in the sidewalk, because if you try to climb the walls or, you know, run into the walls, you'll get hurt, there are consequences, you could end up in jail, you could end up dead, you know, it's like, don't go into that neighborhood because those people will kill you, but this neighborhood you're okay in. Those are the things that we are taught, and we're still taught all that time, in so many ways. Like I say, the things we watch on TV, if you watch the news, you know, even in your local community, they probably report crimes in particular areas. And they may ignore crimes in other areas. It doesn't mean they don't happen. It just means that they don't report them because the crimes in those particular areas are usually bigger and they want you to be more aware of those areas. Stay out of those areas because there has to be a safe place. And if they told you there was crimes in every area, there wouldn't be a safe place. And how would you ever feel safe? But then it's kind of delusional, because if you go in those areas where they tell you there's no crime in this area and something bad happens, well, what do you do then? That's why we need to stop looking out there in the world to figure out who we are and look within. Go within. See what you actually believe. See what you're ready to let go of. And so I find myself moving into things that are totally not what I was taught. I was talking to my guidance today, and we were talking about magic. And you know, you're taught that magic is an illusion, or that it's something you should stay away from. Especially, you know, you don't want to be a witch or a Wiccan or any of those kind of things. And that strictly leads to Satanism and all of those interesting beliefs that people have. And my guidance was telling me that magic is simply allowing things to happen without you having to know how. Think about that. Magic is simply allowing things to happen without you having to know how. And that's just another way of saying, get out of your brain and trust in your heart. So when you are looking at your life and you are looking at magic, then you get to decide who you are being and what is important and what you're willing to allow. Are you willing to allow things to happen in your life without you having to know how?
Thank you.
Okay. So this is part of my journey, if you want to call it that. And each of us is here on our own journey. And your journey is not meant to be exactly like mine, because you are not me. And you're not supposed to be. So this is about you opening up to you. So let's go to our caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Lauren. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just looking for some guidance in how I should handle this life situation magically.
Okay. So, you want to tell me what's going on, or how do you want to handle this?
A bit of what's going on, I guess. There are sort of so many factors, but it has to do with health and family, a lot of spirituality in terms of messages from spirits and clairaudience and things like this, and it feels like there is a curse taking place. I don't want to believe in that and make it more real by believing that, but I really just need some advice on how to strengthen the energy that will help bring things forward and upwards and not let them sort of decay in this state.
Okay. So they're giving me a bunch of stuff. Okay. The first thing they're saying is that when you are getting the messages from your guidance, a lot of people have never specified that they only want to hear what is for their highest good from the highest possible source. Now, if you are just getting messages and you don't really know what level the source is from, you really don't know how to take the messages. So, if you go on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, there's a tab that says automatic writing, and in there are instructions for doing the automatic writing where you command that you are only receiving what is for your highest good from the highest possible source. And you say that before you ask any questions, before you get any answers. You specify that it is only coming from the highest possible source. And that way you are always in the highest possible energy. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. I always try and do that. And it seems that it's been infiltrated, if you will, by lower spirits, elemental spirits.
Okay. Another thing that you probably want to do is to talk with your team. That's what I call the angels and guides that work with us. And make sure that they understand that you don't want any lower energies. Those are not welcome in your life. You don't want to hear from them. You don't want to hear about them. You don't want to feel them. They have no place in your existence.
Okay.
And then they will remove those energies from your life because you have specified that that's not part of this lifetime that you want to experience. They do what they know that you want them to do, but if you don't actually let them know what it is that's important to you, then they can't do it. And so people are often thinking, okay, why doesn't God just fix this situation? Well, God doesn't see anything wrong with the situation. You created it, so it must have been what you wanted.
Okay. I'm trying to process that because that's a major issue that I'm having in terms of I feel like they know exactly what I'm trying to do and they're not offering any sort of helpful, and I do try and pray always to the highest good and always wish for the best and the clearest advice, and the only thing that I can provide as confirmation at the time are various like new vocabulary words I haven't heard before. There is no real confirmation in terms of yes, this is so and so who passed on at this time, etc. I'm not receiving psychic messages in that way. So and in terms of creating your reality, I understand where that works for a lot of people, but my problem with that is you can't tell a starving child that they've created their own reality. And that's what my family and I have suffered. So I'm trying to figure out why, if I receive this, know that the world is in turmoil and that there are children suffering, why I would have to do any additional work after already being bombarded with spirits constantly at a lower level.
Okay. This is what they're saying. Actually, I'm just going to let them say what they want to say, and it's Archangel Michael who's going to be talking. So here's what he wants to say to you. We want you to understand that from our perspective, there is no problem. And this is something that people in their human bodies have a difficult time with. They think that we should look at the situations that they're in and see that it's a problem and we should immediately fix the problem. And that's not the way it was designed to work. If you ask for our assistance with something, we give you as much assistance as you are willing to receive. Notice we said we only give you what you are willing to receive. We do not force you to ever take anything that you're not ready for. And for so many of you, you are still in the state of believing that God is going to just wave a magic wand and fix your life. And God would never do that, because then that would be God taking control away from you. And you have the freedom to choose who you are being, even if who you are choosing to be is absolutely miserable, even if who you are choosing to be is starving to death. Because we know there is no death, so there is no problem. People look at it from their human perspective, and they don't realize that it's not the same for us. We love you. We love you totally and completely. And we accept you exactly as you are, no matter how horrendous you consider your life to be. We still love and accept you. And if you are willing to start making changes to your beliefs so that you can accept more assistance to us, then that would be wonderful. But if you're not willing to change your beliefs, then you're not willing to accept the assistance. It comes down to you. It comes down to what you believe, what you are focusing on, what you are living. That determines what you experience. We are here for you, but we are not going to control you. We are not going to rush in and save you. We are not going to treat you like you are less than we are, because you aren't. We honor you and respect you, and we accept you exactly as you are being. Okay, does that help?
Okay, yes, that does help. Yeah, I really appreciate that. I'm still taking it all in. I'm thinking about it. I've written it down to remind myself. And
now, we can do some work on letting go of some of your beliefs that are getting in your way. If you want to do that, we can do that right now.
I think the biggest thing standing in my way is believing that, okay, so as a child, I was taught to believe that not every child deserves a home and love and care. And so what I have to work through is believing that every person deserves that.
Ooh, actually, part of what you need to work through is believing that you deserve that.
Yeah, but then part of that is believing everyone does. And so it's so confusing because I don't know. It's overwhelming.
I understand.
You know?
I understand. Yeah, coming from that from that perspective, yeah, that it feels overwhelming. When you first got on the call, I felt like there were little blades sticking in you all over the place, and I was wondering, well, why on earth does she feel that way? But that makes sense.
It does feel. Oh my goodness, you saw that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I felt when you first started talking. Okay. So we are going to do some releasing work, and we are going to release using your innate body. you have an innate body. You can't see it, but it connects your mind, your subconscious, your Akashic records, your body, your soul. It's like the bridge between who you are and who you and your physical self. So when we talk to it, and it makes the changes that we ask for. So everything I say will start with dear innate. And I just want you to repeat what I say and make sure you also say dear innate and then whatever I say after that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And some people change the wording of what I say. If your change is not significant, I probably won't say anything about it. But if it's something that you need to say in a specific way, I will have you keep saying it until you can say it the way that I'm saying it, if
okay.
that's possible. Okay. I just don't want you to think I'm picking on you or anything, because I'm not.
Oh, no. I understand.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
And the terminology, the phrasing that I'm getting is what your guidance is telling me you need to let go of. So even
okay.
if you wonder about it, go ahead and say it anyway. Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being alive.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being alive.
Dear innate, I release not deserving life.
Dear innate, I release not deserving life.
Dear innate, I release suffering.
Dear innate, I release suffering.
Dear innate, I release struggling.
Dear innate, I release struggling.
Dear innate, I release being alone.
Dear innate, I release being alone.
Dear innate, I accept that God loves me.
Dear innate, I accept that God loves me.
Dear innate, I accept that God values me.
Dear innate, I accept that God values me.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving others.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving others.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to accept others exactly as they are.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to accept others exactly as they are.
Dear innate, I only connect with the highest possible source.
Dear innate, I only connect with the highest possible source.
Dear innate, I release all of the lower energies.
Dear innate, I release all of the lower energies.
Dear innate, they are no longer welcome in my life.
Dear innate, they are no longer welcome in my life.
Dear innate, I release all of the energies that are not mine. Did I lose you?
I feel on a whole different level now. I'm really feeling that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really trying to call out to the innate self, to the Akashic records, to my soul being, and yeah, I just have to continue to do that, and I feel like I almost have to shout it in a way.
Let me see what they're recommending for this. Dear Innate, I accept that my life is my choice.
Dear Innate, I accept that my life is my choice.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Innate, I release all of the energies that are not mine.
Dear Innate, I release all of the energies that are not mine.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. Oh, boy, they're moving a lot of stuff in you.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, really helps. I really so much appreciate it. It's an amazing thing. I feel lighter.
Yeah. You had a whole bunch of stuff that you had taken on in this lifetime. And Archangel Michael is saying that you chose the family that you chose because you wanted to come back to love. You wanted to come back to loving and accepting yourself and everybody else and knowing that God really is there for everyone. God doesn't play favorites. Everyone is always given what they are willing to receive. And the difference is their willingness to receive. It's not that God's playing favorites. It's that some people are just not willing to receive. And there's nothing wrong with that because these physical bodies are just temporary and we are eternal beings of light. And this is just something we've chosen to go through. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah, I really feel each of us that have chosen more challenging lives have done so knowing that eternity is not only waiting for us, but everyone we had to watch down suffering as we are in this life. And so we all really have to come together to understand what that willingness is and how to manifest it. Globally, you know, as universally. And so I think that's like the path a lot of intuitives are on right now is changing that willingness to receive and understanding what that means and sort of breaking down all the barriers and
And it starts with each of us individually. We can't change the world if we stay the same. So you have to open up to it individually. You have to be willing to receive. Oh, boy, that brought up a bunch of guilt in you. You were taught not to receive.
Right.
You were taught that it's bad if you receive. Okay, let's see if we can get that out.
Yeah,
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to receive.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to receive.
Dear Innate, I release the guilt.
Dear Innate, I release the guilt.
Dear Innate, I release the punishment.
Dear Innate, I release the punishment.
Dear Innate, I release the judgment.
Dear Innate, I release the judgment.
Dear Innate, I release the shame and the blame.
Dear Innate, I release the shame and the blame.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to receive.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to receive.
Dear Innate, I choose to receive.
Dear Nate, I choose to receive.
And take a nice deep, deep breath. Okay, dear Nate, other people are not me.
Dear Nate, other people are not me.
Dear Nate, I do not have to suffer along with others.
Dear Nate, I do not have to suffer along with others.
Dear Nate, suffering does not make me a good person.
Dear Nate, suffering does not make me a good person.
Dear Nate, I do not ever need to prove my value.
Dear Nate, I do not ever need to prove my value.
Dear Nate, I am priceless.
Dear Nate, I am priceless.
Dear Nate, I am loved.
Dear Nate, I am loved.
Dear Nate, I am powerful.
Dear Nate, I am powerful.
Dear Nate, I am magnificent.
Dear Nate, I am magnificent.
Dear Nate, I deserve prosperity.
Dear Nate, I deserve prosperity.
Dear Nate, I deserve success.
Dear Nate, I deserve success.
Dear Nate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear Nate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
And take a nice deep breath. Oh, how does that feel?
Like a whole different world from when we began speaking. Like an entirely different, that's very magical work. It's really powerful. It's very positive. I really appreciate it.
You are changing your identity as we are doing this. That's part of what's happening. And as a result of you letting things go, and you're letting go on a very deep level, you may find things coming up in your life that don't feel comfortable. If that happens, simply breathe and let them go. Do not analyze them. Do not try to understand them. Do not try to figure them out. They are simply coming up because you've released what was holding them in, and now they're coming out.
Okay, that's... I've never heard that before. I'm constantly analyzing things, so that's really helpful to just not even let it, because you try and make not sense of it, but I guess you try to understand it in that way, whereas you just need to not understand it.
Yeah, remember it's magic and you don't need to know how. So just let it go.
Okay.
And Archangel Michael is going to be with you. Not that he's ever not with you, but he's going to be with you even more. So if anything is happening that you feel is overwhelming in any way, you can just say, Michael, help me. And he will shift it in whatever way is best for you. And he can only shift it as much as you're willing to allow. So remember that. So don't tell him what to do. Don't put limitations on what he can do. Some people, when they're looking at their lives and what isn't working, no matter what it is, instead of asking for their team to help them, they specify, you guys need to do this, and I need to get this, and I need to have it by Tuesday at 3 o'clock, and it needs to come in this form and in this shape. You don't ever need to do that, not ever, because that's actually restricting your team.
It's you. Okay.
So when you ask for assistance, that's it. Just say, help me. That's it. And let them do what they are there to do.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, you need to drink lots of water.
Yeah.
You need to drink lots of water. And you're probably going to feel this, what we've just taken you through. And this is just a small part of what you are letting go of. But you're probably going to feel this for at least a week. So, you know, if you find yourself getting tired, if you can, just take a nap. You don't really need to do anything. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to figure it out. This is just you coming back to you.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, I'll watch out for everything and try and handle everything as best as I can. I really appreciate this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm
and if
very
you need
grateful
to call
for
me
you.
Back next Friday, then call me back next Friday. Okay?
All right. Yeah, maybe I'll let you know how it's going.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart. And you are making tremendous changes in your life, and that's wonderful. You are really opening up to being you. So
yes,
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel that, but a lot more as well. It's kind of distracting from the potential of that greatness. So I'm just going to keep trying to move forward and work with my greatest potential. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do one more phrase. Dear innate, I am moving into my greatness.
Dear innate, I am moving into my greatness.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, and Michael wants to pour his special chakra cleaner into you, and it'll go down through your crown chakra and clear out and balance each and every one of your chakras. Are you okay with that?
Yes. Yeah.
And just take a nice deep breath. Okay. Whew. All right. You probably need to just lay down now if you can.
yes, I'm going to, for sure. Just take it easy for a few minutes. Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy your new you.
Thank you so much. I'll be in touch soon.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Many blessings. Bye.
Thank you. And as we are moving through the changes that we are bringing into our lives, that we are allowing in our lives. On one level, it feels absolutely great. But sometimes we can have all of this stuff coming up, and it's only coming up so that we can let it go. So please, don't hang on to stuff that comes up. Just let it go. And you can also repeat these Dear Innate statements in your own life, and they will work on you. Because you are talking to your innate body. Okay, let's go to our caller from area code 626. Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. I wanted to know if you had a message from the other side from my father.
Okay, and what's your name?
Elizabeth.
Okay, the first thing he's saying is, I love you.
Oh.
He He's saying, don't let life get you down. Don't get so involved in all the crappy stuff that's happening that you let that stress you, because that's not yours. You need to focus on who you are, on what you actually want to experience in life, on creating an amazing life for yourself. And don't let anyone tell you you can't do that, because you can. And there is absolutely no reason why you should ever settle for less.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve the best, always. And I'm always with you. And I will always love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, boy, he's very strong in his wanting you to have that wonderful, amazing life. You are very important to him.
Yeah, we're very close.
And he hears you when you talk to him. He always hears you. And he wished you'd opened up to hearing him, but he says, yeah, if you don't, that's fine. I still hear you, and I still love you.
Oh, I try, and I wish you would come to me in my dreams, but I have to get back to meditating. But I'm definitely going to be looking out for him and listening out for him.
He does come into your dreams. He doesn't always reflect himself, though, when he's there. Before you go to sleep at night, ask your angels to help you remember your dreams. Or just give yourself permission to remember your dreams.
Okay.
Because it is your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm not sure what it is he's doing. I'm seeing him, and it looks like he's standing on top of the world, but he's wearing a cap like it's kind of a sailor's cap thing. And now he's on a boat. And I'm not sure what this means. Does this mean anything to you? Do you love boats or something?
Not that I could think of. I can't think of.
It's about moving forward in life. It's about moving into your life, into your truth, into who you are becoming.
Okay.
It's about smooth sailing and just letting your life become the incredible life that it's meant to be. And he's saluting you.
The saluting, yes. That I do. He did that a lot.
Yeah, that's what he's doing now.
I have a picture of him when he's saluting. Oh, it's so beautiful. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
You too, and thank you so much for calling. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Now we are each moving forward on our journey. And we are each making choices about who we are being and what we are creating. You're not stuck with life. You're not stuck with anything. So let go of that whole belief, that whole energy. And move into the energy of allowing, expanding, opening. That's one of the things that I love about the Dear Innate statements, because it does bring expansion and opening. And when you're expanding and opening, you're not contracting and being afraid, because fear and doubt and worry and shame and guilt and all of those things make you contract. So if you are feeling yourself contracting, stop it. Start saying dear innate statements and let that crap go. Because you are supposed to be evolving and expanding and recognizing the truth of you. That's why you're here. And it's okay. It truly is okay. So begin to allow more magic into your life. Let things change. Let them become how your heart wants them to be, without you needing to know how, without you having to do all of the work. This is you accepting that you're not alone, and you have these marvelous teams that are working with you, and they enjoy assisting you. That's what they're here for. And they want you to let them work. Because sometimes we just don't let them do anything. We think, I have to do it myself. I have to do everything myself. No, you don't. So get out of your brain and come from your heart first. So if you are always analyzing, trying to understand and make everything make logical sense in your life, you're living in your brain. Get out of there. Start allowing the magic that is there in every moment. Start allowing your life to change, even though you don't know how. Let it happen, because you don't have to know how. That's the brain function. Your brain is your tool. Your brain does not own you. Your brain does not dictate what happens in your life. Your brain is not in control. Come from your heart. Come from your intuition, your inner knowing, whatever terminology works for you. Come from that trust in your own soul, and allow things to change magically. Allow things to be more than you know how to create them to be. Allow yourself to really enjoy your own life. It is your choice. And you have a right to a beautiful life. Okay, we've come to close to the end, so I'm going to go ahead and end early. And guidance message to you is, wake up and enjoy your life. And remember, you do have power. You are making choices. You are the one creating what you are experiencing. And that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. So let go of all of that crappiness from your life before. All of those things that you were taught as a child that just don't fit you. Let it all go. And start creating a life that you truly want to live, because you really do deserve it. And you really are loved. And we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.